Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back to Today's Issues. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. Wesley Wildman joins me in studio, and now in studio is Steve Jordahl. Good morning slash good afternoon, Steve.
Good morning slash good afternoon, Ed and Walker.
Now, we did start off talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At the top of the show.
Yeah.
You're a huge NFL fan.
I do. I like the NFL.
But you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan.
I'm a Raiders fan, yes. Grew up a Raiders fan, grew up in the Bay Area. So I've got attachments to the 49ers as well. That was never really, and people want to say there's a rivalry between the Raiders and the 49ers. Really never was. They don't play in the same division,
yeah,
or same league. So,
Well, same conference or division.
Yeah.
So like the Rams, for example, a lifelong Rams fan.
Oh, Rams and 49ers.
49ers were in the Western division of the NFC forever.
Yeah.
And
the Raiders and Chiefs are,
yes, same thing,
rivals.
Yeah. So who did you root for?
I was kind of rooting for the 49ers.
Okay.
I like the Brock Purdy story. But to be honest, since the Raiders weren't in it, I really didn't have a whole lot of emotion going towards it. I marvel every time I see Patrick Mahomes play. I mean, the guy's just incredible.
He's
astonishing. So you gotta love watching that.
Yeah.
But I was kind of hoping, and you know, except for if they could have gotten a fourth down or a third down toward the very end of the game, the last drive the 49ers had it, they would have salted the game away.
Yep.
There was 2 minutes left. They had there's only one or two timeouts left. They could have almost knelt it down
to get that close.
That close.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious as to who you were going to root.
Yeah, you don't
who
want
you root,
to,
root
both,
for.
Both quarterbacks, to my knowledge, are born again believers, and they're very clear on their presentation of how they got saved and what Jesus means to them in life and how he influences their decision making.
Mm-hmm. So it was a coin flip. God rooted for both.
But kudos to both of those guys for being, because there's a lot of pressure in that high of a profile to keep that quiet.
Yeah.
And so kudos to them. I will say, though, just a step further, I was the other direction. I was pulling for Brock Purdy. Purdy.
Yes, that's right.
No, because most people that follow NFL know this, but those who don't, he was the very last pick in the NFL draft. The very last pick overall.
In fact, he was called, his nickname was Mr. Irrelevant.
That's the
traditional nickname for everybody. Drafted the last. That's the last draft is always called Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
Prior to this, the only really Mr. Irrelevant that had made a mark in the NFL was a kicker, and I can't even remember who it was, but someone played for several seasons, maybe still be playing, I don't know, but was a successful kicker. But this has blown all Mr. Irrelevant stories out of the water.
I listened to an interview by Purdy the other day, and Brock, quarterback for the 49ers, and he said, look, I like football. I love playing. I'm paraphrasing here. I love playing football, and as long as I can play it, I'm going to play it. But this doesn't identify who I am. I'm a born-again believer. I'm a Christian. And if I'm not playing football, wherever God has me, I want to make the most use of that moment where I'm at.
I have a story about that later on.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started with the stories you want to bring to our attention, Steve.
All right. Well, they have, according to several news outlets, local news and the Post Millennial, is talking about this. They have identified the shooter at Lakewood Church in Texas, at Joel Osteen's church. You remember some?
Yeah.
They said they reported a lady came in with a child, a four-year-old child in tow, and started shooting. And was taken down by security, much like, by the way, this eerily mirrors what was happening in Colorado Springs a dozen years or so ago, the church shooting there, where a church security person, off-duty police officer, took that shooter down too. But they've identified the person that they say that did the shooting. The name is Janice Yvonne Moreno. But Janice has another name. Janice also goes by, or used to go by, Jeffrey Escalante Moreno.
So
you might not be hearing a lot about this in the mainstream media.
Yes. Well, this was a man.
It was a man
who was identified. A trans woman, and what that means
is a man.
It's a man who believes he's a woman.
Right.
So this in the last hour when we were talking about this briefly with Fred Jackson, I made mention of the fact that I have never heard of a woman. Now, maybe I'm sure there has been. I just don't remember of a woman who is a
mass shooter.
It always seems to be men. And in Nashville, that was also a quote unquote trans woman. It was a man, young man, who believed he was a woman. So this if this turns out, as you're saying, this is being reported now, if it turns out to be the case, this is kind of what we have been seeing. Young, angry young men for some reason.
The other piece of information that they're coming forward with is that on the actual rifle, the so-called assault rifle that this shooter was using, this guy was using, he had a sticker on it that said Free Palestine.
Okay.
So well, I don't know where Joel Osteen's church comes down on the Palestine. I'm assuming that he's
probably pro-Israel.
I don't know that this doesn't speak to the motive. I would tend to think that transgender or sexual theology at that church is maybe a little looser than it churches we're comfortable with, but I don't know for sure.
Well, I know that in the past, Joel Osteen, when asked about homosexuality, this was before the transgender movement really hit its stride,
right,
so to speak, in a bad way. But when asked about homosexuality, all Joel Osteen would say is, well, I don't believe that's God's best, but I am here to preach a positive, you know, message. And so I'm not called to talk about sin.
Yeah.
I want to take us back just for a moment to remind us that we're going to have, as AFR and AFA will follow up and keep you abreast on this shooting, because just as you gave the information about this man being a transgender woman, you're not going to hear that. Most likely won't hear that on a lot of the mainstream media outlets. And so taking us back, remember the Nashville shooting, the Covenant school shooting.
Yep.
They also withheld that manifesto for 8 months.
They're still withholding most of it. It was leaked.
It was leaked. They're still withholding it. And the manifesto was very clear in there that they were targeting Christians, the transgender, along with other prep kids and all that kind of stuff. So we'll have to follow this closely because that kind of stuff matters. Especially, I don't believe in a hate crime, like there being an asterisk.
Right.
To murder. However, it does matter if you're going to give the other side when it's a racist. You know, if you're going to be consistent here and you're going to give the manifesto when it fits your political narrative.
Right.
Then we're going to hold you accountable to that same standard. If there's a manifesto here that says it's targeting Christians,
right,
because it's at a church. If she has that, or he has that.
It's confusing.
Then we're going to cover that on AFR.
Yeah. Well said, because that is exactly what happens when the narrative is on the other side.
Yes.
And promotes their agenda.
Yeah.
They will talk about the motives all day long.
That's it. That's the point.
Otherwise, it's hush hush.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned, you said there's not many, you haven't heard of another female shooter. According to the internet, which is never wrong,
right?
women participated only 2% of mass shootings, but the very first headline under that is Audrey Hale takes infamous spot as seventh female mass shooter. She wasn't Audrey was the dude that shot up the Covenant in Nashville, so that's back to six.
Yes,
okay. That's right.
All right. Well, that is good information. Keep us our listeners updated. I know American Family News will do that. Keep as more information comes out. I do want to find out, and we don't know yet, who the child was this man dragged. This child is in critical condition, right? Because caught in the gunfire.
That's the news, yes.
And so what a terrible tragedy that is as well. We'll try to find out as news comes out who this little boy is. A little boy, right?
Little boy.
This little boy was in relation to this man. Who
yeah, and we
shooting.
Probably should know more about the motive, too. Hopefully we find out somebody, whether it was the Palestinian thing, whether it was the transgender thing, something unrelated to either one of those. It could have been any or all of the above. So.
Okay. All right.
The fallout continues to the special counsel's report on Joe Biden. And as you may remember, I don't know if we talked about this or not before, but the special counsel, this was the investigation of Joe Biden and how he handled the documents, the stolen the documents that he took from the White House that were classified. Now, Donald Trump, they've accused him of having the same kind of thing. They're throwing the book at him.
Right.
But this special counsel, well, oh, there's not enough evidence to support any kind of charge. No reasonable prosecutor would charge Joe Biden for what he did. And, oh, by the way, the reason we wouldn't charge him is because he's an old man with poor memory.
Yeah, this is outrageous.
And let me tell you, to watch the Democrats go into apoplexy trying to defend Joe Biden after this, how irresponsible it is for anybody that just doesn't belong in that report. You know, the report says he's innocent. That's all that you need to say. Well, conservatives and observers, honest observers, have been noticing this for, well, since he was elected. I mean, how often do we play things that Joe Biden says or tries to say that just are incomprehensible or
right.
nonsensical or just plain wrong? Well, Joe Biden himself was asked about this in 2018. This was during the middle of the Trump administration. 2018 would have been when the Democrats were trying to line up who was going to run against Donald Trump in 2020. It ended up being Joe Biden, but at this point, you're going to hear he hadn't declared yet, but they were asking him about it. And the interviewer starts by saying, is age something that you should consider? Is it right for the public to consider whether being too old? And yes, he said it is. So I'm going to play you that, and then you're going to hear a little bit of how he's declined of late. So let's listen to clip two.
Is age a legitimate issue?
It is a legitimate issue. Sure it is. And I think people are going to judge it. If I were to run, I think they're going to judge me on my vitality. Can I still run up the steps of Air Force Two? Am I still in good shape? Do I have all my faculties? Am I energetic? I think it's totally legitimate for people to ask those questions.
He said, it's not we lead. With the Department of from Charlotte, one. Another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway,
that's not even the same person.
That's pretty shocking that that's 6 years, Wesley.
It is.
And he sounded pretty decent in 2018.
He did. The music in the background, though,
that was put together by the RNC.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That does slant things a little bit.
Just a little bit.
However, if you, it does make the point still remains true, and that's that there is a significant, there's evidence before and quote after of the difference of how much Joe Biden's physical and mental capacity has slipped. And the reports, who was it that reported that? The special counsel?
The special counsel. It was in the special counsel's report. They filed a report.
Who makes up the special counsel in this case?
The special counsel was appointed. I have to look up his name. But he was appointed. Her. H-U-R. He was appointed by the Justice Department, by the Attorney General.
To look into the documents
right.
that the president, then former vice president, had that were
classified. And the reason they do that is because, well, it's impartial. It's not a Democrat Republican thing. They say it's just somebody that they find that's impartial. And because they charge the president with the same thing, the obvious comparison is, well, are you going to throw the book at Biden? So they had to find somebody, and this somebody they found shockingly said, no, he's nothing to see here except that he's old and he can't think anymore. And so that's what the people have kind of overlooking the fact that they're not going to charge him and the double standard with Donald Trump. That's kind of second news. The first primary thing they're talking about is that this guy said he's incompetent.
Yep.
Right.
But you should hear, this is interesting, you should hear the administration and the mainstream media trying to downplay or defend this president. This is Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and he's asked about the special counsel report. Let me tell you, he thinks that there's no problem here. Cut four.
Then made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks, and those are improper. The most difficult part about a meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, because he is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Yeah. Well, gee, was he
must
told
have him
to
on a
say
good day.
That? Yeah. Listen, folks, we do, when we talk about President Biden's age, we do like to stress, I know Tim's always making sure we make this point, we're not making fun of the elderly. I'm on the verge of being elderly. Okay? I'm 65. I get a senior discount without even asking for it. They just assume I need it. Okay? As we've said before, as Tim has said, Brother Don Wildman, who started this ministry, suffered from Lewy body dementia in the last portion of his life. It's very sad. And so we are not mocking President Biden. We are merely pointing out the facts, because he's the leader of the free world. And if the situation were reversed, Wesley, let me just say this. If the situation were reversed and President Biden was sharp, energetic, strong, but President Trump was talking like he talks, that's all we would hear from the media and the Democratic Party, is the fact that President Trump is the former President Trump is not, he should not be president because he's not equipped to run the country.
You're right. And I think personally that they have waited too far in the game. I think this is really, 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 between this issue and what's taking place at the border crisis, both of those are going to be too much. Now we got 8 months or 10 months, but those two are extremely difficult to overcome. Because you're not able to talk about, even though we disagree with his platform and all the positions that President Biden, I disagree with his efforts to lead. I think he's a bad leader. When you have a clear mind and you're strong and you're fit and you're ready to go, that, and then you're taking care and you're having answers to the border, even though you created the problem,
right?
That's not as hard. This is very difficult. This is going to be very difficult for. For the Democrats to overcome those two main issues. Yep. President Joe Biden's current state and what's going on at the border. With what do we got, 8 months to go, nine months before the election?
Right.
They've created that's going to be the issue, and it's going to distract from anything that they want to accomplish. I mean, it's taken up the airwaves.
Let me throw another wild card in there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. I know who this. I know the initials.
This was a commercial that aired on the Super Bowl yesterday. Let's listen to cut 11.
Kennedy.
So, if any of you who are of the golden age, maybe. Like 60 or 70 or above.
Like
might
my
remember
age.
That.
Yeah.
Might remember. That was an actual commercial from John F. Kennedy's 1960 presidential campaign, but it was replaced. The pictures of Kennedy were replaced with pictures of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is running. So if you have a compromised Biden, terrible in the polls, and now Robert F. Kennedy decides to throw his hat in as a third-party candidate, now, there were a lot of Republicans that were speaking kind of fondly of Robert Kennedy as opposed to Donald Trump, who certainly doesn't have the rhetorical baggage. Right. He has some other – it kind of appeals to the more like the people who are cautious about the vaccines and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But who does he take more voters from, Biden or Trump?
That's a good question.
I'm not sure anybody knows the answer to that question, but he is, your words, perfect description. He is an absolute wild card. There are a number of other third-party candidates who are going to be running. Cornel West, the Harvard professor, I forget the party he's running, but he's just, I think, an out-and-out socialist. Jill Stein, I think, maybe for the Green Party. But anyway, so we're going to see more third-party candidates than we probably have ever seen. And RFK Jr. has the ability to really rock the boat, although he actually apologized for the ad.
He did not put this ad out. It was put out by a PAC, a political action committee that wants him to be president. They did this without his permission.
Yeah.
I will say, though, all the polls that I've been seeing, now thinking about it right now on live radio,
yes,
they don't include, to my knowledge, the third-party candidate as an option.
Right.
They're just comparing either President Joe Biden to Nikki Haley or President Joe Biden to Donald Trump,
right,
and what that would look like and the margin of victory. The Real Clear Politics, they average up all the polls to the way I understand it, and they give you a number, but they don't include a third party.
Yeah, and that's a good question. California or New York, RFK Jr. is probably not going to make much difference to the final outcome.
That's right.
Because those are solidly blue, and they're pretty much going to go for whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Sure.
If it's Biden or somebody else, it doesn't really matter. But in swing states,
a big difference
could be made by one or more third-party candidates.
Yeah.
There have been some polls that take
there is, okay.
Yeah. So let me, this is from a Real Clear Politics. And the polls that they mentioned, there's one that's a TIPP poll that has the general election. If it was Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy versus Manchin versus West versus Stein versus Mapstead. So this is everybody. And that has Trump at 40%, Biden at 34%, Kennedy down at 8%. If it's that's a general election, that's a national poll. In Massachusetts, Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy versus Cornel West, Biden's at 45 points, Trump is at 26, and Kennedy's only at 9 in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but Kennedy is not – he's persona non grata to actual Democrats because the party as a whole has shifted so far.
That's
left.
Right.
RFK Jr. is more like a traditional Democrat, mm-hmm, a traditional liberal. He's against cancel culture – those kinds of things, kind of like a Bill Maher,
yep,
you know, that doesn't like cancel. So, in fact, the Kennedy family was angry about the ad, RFK Jr. ad that ran on the Super Bowl. So I'm not surprised. Massachusetts is so far left. I don't mention them when we talk, like I just said, about California and New York, but Illinois, Massachusetts is going to be right there with some of the absolutely most liberal states in the country.
How would you know about that, Ed?
Yes, because I was born and lived for a while in the Boston area. My dad, who is very conservative, moved us across the state line. I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire. And we didn't like people from Massachusetts who had a huge tax burden moving into New Hampshire that has no income tax.
I mean, after you moved.
After we moved up there. And now all those people going up there have turned New Hampshire purple at the very least. So we didn't like the people from Massachusetts, even though they were my kinfolk.
That's right.
So. All right, folks, that is all we have. There's tons of news we didn't get to. We just try to discuss a handful of subjects and give you a Christian perspective on them. But, hey, guess what? There'll be more news tomorrow. And we invite you to join us again. More great programming directly ahead. Tim Wildman should be back with us tomorrow. And folks, you have a wonderful day. God bless you. Continue to pray for our nation.